Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
We got state volleyball. Yes, it's that time of the year already. Hard to believe it. Jared Fluffy with you live from Dodge City Class 1A D1 State Volleyball Tournament. We get doing coverage for the Centralia Panthers, the 4 seed in the tournament, all the way throughout. Well, how did they get here? They are the 4 seed in this tournament, the 4th best overall record. That's how they place the seedings. Nothing more, nothing less than that. So kind of keep that with a huge mound of salt, if you will. They were the number 1 seed in the Burlingame sub-state, and they were able to get a gritty 3-set win over Troy in the semifinals, 25-20, 21-25, losing in that second set, and then winning the 3rd set with a strong performance, 25-18. That was in the semifinals. And then the championship, they took Donovan West to extras in the 1st set, losing that one, 24-26, and they dominated the rest of the way in that match. 25-12 was the final in the 2nd set, and then they win the final set, 25-16 in dominant fashion. And that was really, it was a revenge game for them, because in 2022, they had lost to Donovan West in the sub-state championship, so that one, Sidney Osterhaus, the head coach for Centralia, said that one felt really good, and I imagine it certainly did. And this is their first state appearance since 2021, which not really that significant of a drought, because this is a Centralia team that has made 30 all-time appearances at state, and they have won 15 of those state titles. Really unbelievable, how historic this program is. Just a total dominant program from top to bottom. They had that three-peat from 2016 to 2018. They went back-to-back in 2013 and 2014, and their most dominant stretch in that entire slate, they won 9 times in 10 years from 1997 to 2006. And their dominance has kind of flourished here in the most recent years as well. They've won their sub-state tournament in 3 of the last 4 years, of course, last year being the exception to that. And they didn't compete here in Dodge City in 2020 because they did not travel. They won sub-state, but they did not travel to state in 2020. This is a Centralia team that's number 8 in the Kansas Volleyball Association's latest poll that was released back on the 18th. They haven't had one up since then, and they are 2-0 against teams in the tournament, with both of those being wins over 6-seed Clifton Clyde, who is in the opposite pool. They're playing behind us against Spearville here at the same time that Centralia is. They defeated the Eagles 25-22, 25-18. That was all the way back on August 29th. And then just a couple weeks ago, on October 14th, they lost the 1st set 25-27, then won an extras in the 2nd set 26-24, and won handily in the 3rd set 25-17. Let's go ahead and step aside for a quick break. We'll come back with a quick little interview, just a quick little one with head coach Sidney Osterhaus. She is locked in, not wanting to let any distractions try to get her off the path to winning a state title here. So we'll have a quick one from her, and then we'll come back and get you updated and ready for what to expect from the Central Christian Academy Lions. That's all coming up here on your pregame here on Kansaland Radio.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and 2 chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Fall harvest is in full swing. Farmers are busy, busy, busy in the field, harvesting this year's crop and hauling it to market. And sometimes they do have to take the main roads to get there. You've probably gotten stuck behind one of those slow-moving orange triangles once or twice. Ag Partners Co-op would like to remind everyone to slow down, share the road, and drive safely. Next time you get behind a farmer on the road, just give him or her a little wave. Ag Partners Cooperative, partnering for the future.
KMZA. Here with Cindy Osterhaus before their first matchup against Central Christian. Coach, you've had some time to think about the sub-state tournament. What are your thoughts on it overall?
I thought that the girls came out ready to go, and they did a phenomenal job with their execution of our game plan.
And getting some time to look at some of the tape from some of these teams you're going to play today?
I have. Yes.
And what are some of your thoughts on some of the things you've seen?
As long as we continue to play our game, I think we have a very good chance of beating anybody here.
Absolutely. And how aggressive do you feel like you guys are going to try to be right out of the gate?
I'm hoping to be really aggressive.
And how great does it feel to come back after not being here last year? You guys lost to Donovan West. You guys beat them and get back here after not being here last year.
The girls are ready. They are ready for this.
And we are ready to see it. Should be a lot of fun. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.
Stop by the 1882 Tavern in Centralia. Burgers, steaks, sandwiches, and more. Check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials at the 1882 Tavern in Centralia. Open Tuesday through Saturday for lunch from 11 to 1:30 and for dinner from 5 to 9. Good luck, Panthers. That's state.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
Dodge City, Jared Slubby with you, and I told you that was a quick interview, and that was right before they went and did their introduction, so catching her just barely before that got underway, and we are about to get ready underway between Centralia and Central Christian Academy, a team from Wichita, Kansas. That is a very new school. When I say new, I mean very new. This is a high school that's only existed for 6 years. From that, they were just a elementary through junior high from 1982 to 2017, and they've been a Acacia Sanction program for just 4 years, and this is actually the first year they competed in an actual league as well. Their league games do not count, but they were in their league. They played a league schedule this year. This is their first state appearance in school history after winning the Flint Hills sub-state. They were the 3 seed in that bracket. They defeated Udall, the 6th seed in the quarterfinals, 25-10, 25-12. As they continued to just cruise through this tournament, they won the semifinals versus Norwich, 25-17, 25-22. And then in the finals, they defeated the home team, Flint Hills, and that was a 25-23, 25-16 final. What an upset that one was. Because Flint Hills, they were 36-1 entering the sub-state tournament championship match. Only their second loss of the season. What a time to do it for the Central Christian Academy Lions, and they are head coached by Jennifer McCurdy. Got to talk to her before the match, and she is ready for this one. She's excited to be at the stage at such an early point in the program's existence, and she is just a fantastic personality. She is ready to get her Lions ready for this big one coming up against the Centralia team that, as mentioned, is a dominant force here at the state tournament. Talking more about these Lions, they enter this match with a 6-game winning streak and having won 9 of their last 11, and they've only played one state tournament team, and that was a loss to Little River. That was their last loss that they got on October the 10th, and a 25-6, 25-17 final was the score there. So here we go. It's Centralia, the 4 seed, and the 5 seed Central Christian, the Lions, here in our first match of this tournament here on the South Court. And as mentioned, on the North Court, we have Clifton, Clyde, and Spearville. We'll give you some updates from the Eagles, the TBL foe of the Centralia Panthers. There's the whistle, and all the crowds from both Central Christian and Centralia on their feet as the two teams exchange pleasantries. Centralia is in their black uniforms, black shorts, with the white letters and numbers and the orange stripe down the shoulders. As for Central Christian, they have navy blue uniforms with yellow letters and numbers, a lion's crest on the sternum, and they are Mizuno jerseys. They do their signature dive, Centralia does, to get themselves loose. since Navy on Navy for Central Christian, kind of a fade from a navy to a lighter blue to almost a white wrapped around their biceps for their jerseys. And we are ready to go. The Lions will serve it away. This is Jay McCurdy, daughter of head coach Jennifer McCurdy, the 5'7 sophomore that will serve for CCA. And Centralia will return. The libero, Victoria Cockleman, or Tori, will be the libero. We are underway. This one is served to Cockleman, hit up in the air by the center Kramer, and tipped over by Isabel Haberkamp. Here's a step to the near side, big windup, and it's a little tip over by Audrey Arnold, and they send it over back to CCA's way. Backward set to the far side for CCA, hit to the back end, return by Kramer, set right in the middle, and blasted over, partially deflected by Haberkamp, but down for the kill. And Josie Haberkamp on the board for Centralia to start things out. Owen Dieters will now serve it, the 5'6 junior superstar for the Panthers. Their first serve of the match, and a couple of Lions collide, but they get the return good, and it's hit over by Arnold, and that is going to be down for the kill. Back line near side, well placed by the sophomore. This is a team with mostly sophomores. In fact, 7 of the 9 teams on the roster are 10th graders, with 1 senior, Lily Bailey, and 1 junior, Natalie Fiskus. Return clean, far side by Kramer, hit over, that is too strong. That was from Isabel Haberkamp, the 5'9 junior, and it is 2-1 Lions. Solid start from the team from Wichita, Kansas, making a 2-hour jaunt over here. Centralia a little bit longer jaunt than that. And that one for CCA is a little bit long on the hit over by Centralia, so we are even 2-2. This will be Claire Heinen, the 5'6 sophomore, that will go ahead and serve it for the Panthers. They'll go from the far side. This one hit to the middle left side. Here's a backward set from McCurdy to Centralia. Step in the air by Haberkamp. Blast to the back line from Marissa Brockstrom in her first touch today. And that one is sent to, no, it is tipped, is what I'm going to say. Tipped at the net. Looks like it was long, but it was partially deflected by the Panthers. So point to CCA. It is 3-2. Favor of the Lions. This is Lily Bailey, the lone senior, the 5'9". Senior for CCA that will serve it from the middle, and that one into the net for a service error, and we are tied 3-3. Pretty good size Centralia crowd showed up, got some neon pink, got some neon orange, and some neon green from some of the students, as well as some of the black and regular orange mixed in, and some of the alumni as well, the parents. Set to the far side, hit over by CCA, returned by Cuckelman. And Kramer puts it close to the net, and Dieters sets it over. Here's a set by Arnold. It's in the middle, dunked over. Good job by Cuckelman to keep it alive momentarily, but it is down. And CCA with the point, Cuckelman having a tough time with that one diving to her right and putting that one underneath the net, trying to keep that one alive. CCA back up by 1. This is a schedule for Centralia. That is going to be very tough, but certainly they can navigate it. As this one hit over, partially deflected on the hit by Kramer, scrambling to get it over, and they cannot. Looking at the schedule today for the Panthers, after this one, they will have their next match be at approximately 10:30 a.m. against Rollins County, the 8th seed, and then the 1 seed, South Gray, will be their opponent at 1:30. And CCA set to the near side, big swipe by McCurdy, too long, another point for Australia. Australia with a 5-4 lead, their first lead since 2-1. Been back and forth here in the early portion of this first set of this first match. And this will be Hayden Kramer, the 5'7 freshman. Her and Josie Haberkamp, fantastic pair of freshmen for this Centralia team. And this one will be a kill for CCA as Kramer diving to her right. Couldn't handle that one, and we are tied 5-5 as the ball gets away from us. Of course, Centralia head coach by Cindy Osterhaus. Molly Hiltebrand, the assistant coach, giving some instruction to her team. And it will be Macy Dunham, the 5'6 sophomore, starting this away for the Lions. Tied 5-5 here in this first set. Return back line by Rockstroman, set to the far side, tipped over by Dieters, but she couldn't get to it. Too close to the net for comfort. She couldn't get it without touching the net, and CCA back up by 1. Another serve coming up for Dunham. And that one return good from Kramer. Backward set by Kramer. And that one deflected and blocked back to Centralia, but they do get it over. Kuckelman pops up in the air. Tatum Kramer to Owen Dieters from beyond the attack line. She gets it over to CCA to keep it alive. And this one, miscommunication, free ball sent over, but it's out of bounds. And Centralia capitalizes. They get a point off of a mistake there by the Lions. We are tied 6-6. But if he ties here early on, it'll be the 5-6 junior libero for Centralia. Tatum Kramer hitting it over with a serve, and it'll be the Centralia libero, Central Christian libero, getting the return. And Cedars is blocked to the net and blocked back down to Centralia's side. Point for CCA. That was Julia Glassburn, the 5'6 sophomore, blocking that one. And checking in for CCA is Lily Bailey, the senior, back in the contest. Libero for CCA with the service. Hard to tell if that's going to be an ace. Hard to tell her number because it is yellow letters and numbers on a white jersey, but it is Allie Chance, the 5'2 sophomore. And she puts the Lions up 8-6, their largest lead here early on. And this is the backside. Kuckelman with a return, and not a great return. They do send it over. That was well done. Underneath the net, Kramer gets it to Kuckelman, and Kramer! Actually, that was Josie Haberkamp with the block. It puts Centralia back on the board. It is 8-7. They deserve that point after that great effort from Kuckelman and Tatum Kramer to send that ball over, and the big-time block by Josie Haberkamp. Service from Tatum Kramer. That one gets over. Return clean by CCA. Backward set by Arnold and tipped over. Nice dig by Kuckelman on the far side near the net. Hit over from Centralia's Isabel Haberkamp, and that one's down for the kill. Getting away on the return from CCA. We are tied 8-8. And after their largest deficit, we are tied once again. The Kramer will once again serve it. She'll go from the middle. Hits it over with that right hand. A return clean. Backwards set Arnold and hit to the far side. Nice dig. Diving to her left for Tori Kuckelman. And tipped over by Isabel Haberkamp. Here's a set. The far side and hit over and down for the kill by Jay McCurdy. The 5'7 sophomore puts CCA back up by one. Centralia and CCA both not a ton of size. Arnold, the setter, is their tallest player at 5'10. Centralia, Joseph Haberkamp, their freshman, is their tallest player. Two girls at 5'9, returned by Kuckelman. The back was set by Tatum Kramer to Owen Dieters. Big swipe, and that is too strong. And CCA, back-to-back points, put them back up by two. And the Lions trying to possibly get their largest lead with another point right here. Service coming from Jay McCurdy. Turn not great up against net. Good job by Tatum Kramer. Dig it out. Isabel Haberkamp hits it over. Steps the near side. Big windup and a swipe for Arnold, and that is too strong. Point for Centralia. And they keep hanging around. The 4 and the 5 seed. Centralia is the 4 seed, and CCA is the 5. Here's a serve by Dieters. Return middle front. Have gone a good service, and they can't handle it. Jim McCurdy bumps it into the net, and we are tied once again, 10-10. We continue to go back and forth. Nobody with a greater lead than 2. Dieters serve, return middle. Not great on the hit in the air by CCA. This is a free ball over. Backward set, Tatum Kramer, big windup for Isabel Haberkamp. It grazes, the net gets over, and it's down for the kill for the 5'9 junior for Centralia, and they have a lead for the first time since 5-4. Their largest lead is 1. They've had 2 leads, 2-1, and 5-4, now 11-10. So this is their third lead in the set, obviously. Big windup for Arnold, that's blocked, but out of bounds for CCA with points tie right back up. And CCA will serve it with Natalie Fiskus, the 5'8 junior. Return by Kuckelman, set Kramer far side. Big windup. Nice dig by the libero, Chance. Up in the air, and they'll just try to tip it over. They can't, and Centralia gets the lead right back, 12-11. Centralia hanging around, never letting their deficit go more than 2, and now a 1-point lead. service from Heinen for the second time. Nice dig on the return for CCA. Set near side as blocked. Back to CCA side, but they keep it alive. Another try. They just set it over to Centralia's side. Hit up in the air and hit over by Owen Dieters from the attack line. On a free ball and a big wind-up, and that one blocked and out of bounds. And CCA with the points as Audrey Arnold gets the kill. And we are tied once again 12-12. Again, CCA has not allowed Centralia to get a lead larger than two just yet. As for CCA, their largest lead has been just one. Service coming up for the Lions. From Lily Bailey, the senior raises the net, trickles over, and hit over, and that's going to be a double hit. Julia Glassburn was up against the net. She couldn't get it over, and we are right back with a Centralia one-point lead, 13-12, here in set number one. Kinsey Niehaus, the 5'6 junior, says Niehaus, and is in the ball game. Here's a set to the near side, and it is hit over to the back line, and Niehaus keeps it alive, back line. Miscommunication, Kramer, Tatum Kramer, sets it to the front line, and is sent over CCA's way. Get over to the back line, Kuckelman can't handle that monster blast from Audrey Arnold, and CCA is back to tying this one up at 13, and she will serve it. Audrey Arnold, a big reason for this team's success this season. Mentioned they beat Flint Hills, a 36-1 team in the sub-state championship to get here. Set to the near side, and that is too wide, out of bounds on the attempt by Isabel Haverkamp. Oh, correction, Kinsey Niehaus, taking that one over. And CCA back up by one here in this first set. Arnold to serve it once again. Goes back middle, returned by Kuckelman, hit up in the air by Tatum Kramer, far side, big swipe by Brockstrom, her first kill of the afternoon, the morning. And we are tied 14-14 here in Dodge. Service coming up for Hayden Kramer. There's a serve, returned back near side, set near side to McCurdy, and that one goes off of the pole, so it's out of bounds, and Centralia is back up by one. We continue to play this thing very close, and I think the seeding fairly accurate to say here early on with Centralia the 4, CCA the 5. Return by the libero chance up against the net, and McGurdy hits it over. Centralia ready for it. Third hit, Brockstrom, miscommunication. She thought that somebody behind her was going to get it, but he lets it drop. And the near side, 15-15, so a mistake there for the Panthers. And CCA comes up with the point and service. It will be Macy Dunham with the serve, turned by Kuckelman. Kramer puts it up in the air far side. It's set over back far side by Owen Dieters, and CCA ready for it. Big line of McCurdy, just tips it over and down for the kill. Put it in a good spot right in the middle of the court. Nobody there for Centralia. CCA back up by one. Much to the delight of his CCA faithful that made the trip from Wichita. Another serve coming up for Dunham. That one is wide, and that's a service error, trying to pin it on that back far side, and a little too aggressive with it, and Centralia ties it right back up after the CCA mistake at 16. Service by Kuckelman. And that one, nice setup by Audrey Arnold for Macy Dunham, and she gets the kill from the near side to the near side. And CCA back up one here in this first set, 17-16. Ellie Chance, the 5'2 sophomore libero, will once again serve it for CCA. And that's a nice one, forcing Kuckelman to come in, but he fields it cleanly. Hit over by Dieters to the middle far side, big line by Arnold, and that is too strong, trying to do too much with too little. She was about 2 feet from beyond the attack line, and the 5'10 sophomore blasted long. We are tied 17-17. Julia continues to keep this one close, hoping for some momentum. This one has just been back and forth the entire way. Steps to the far side and poked over, luckily to get that one over to Centralia's side, and Centralia just puts it over CCA's way. Big windup from McCurdy, nice dig by Aiden Kramer, set up by Tatum Kramer, and dunked over by Owen Dieters, and a violation. It feels like, I think that was their first violation amidst a rally of the match. We had a very between the match so far, 16-17. Meanwhile, Spearville is up 17-15 on Clifton Clyde in the other match behind us. Centralia, a one-point lead here, set by Arnold, near side McCurdy, and that one deflected, and that one is down for the kill. One touch on it. Tori Kuckelman diving, trying to get that one, and that was just well played. And correction, that was actually Macy Dunham, the 5'6 sophomore with the kill for CCA. We are tied 18-18. Back and forth, we continue to go, and that is a service error. That is their third of this set for CCA, handing Centralia points, and that is not a good thing to be doing, especially in such a tightly contested set. Centralia, again, they have not led by 2 points. Trying to do that right here, up 19-18. Turned by Chance, the libero, back middle, set up by McCurdy, and just hit over by Bailey. Here's a set from Tatum Kramer to the near side. They're going to Haberkamp, and he's blocked. Big time monster block by Arnold. He continues to have a fantastic first set for CCA, and we are tied 19-19. Both teams trying to garner any sort of semblance of momentum. It has not happened yet, and this is another service error from CCA. This one from Natalie Fiskus, the 5'8 junior, and that's kind of the downside of having a younger team. Mentioned this is a squad with 7 sophomores and just 2 upperclassmen. 2019 Centralia lead, served by Heinen. Nice serve for the sophomore, hit over to the back line by CCA, returned by Heinen. Set up by Tatum Kramer, hit over by Isabel Haberkamp. Hit up in the air by McCurdy to the near side and tipped over and down for the kill. Near side just tipped it over by Macy Dunham. Good placement. And we are tied 20-20. This thing has been neck and neck all the way through. Again, largest lead for either team is 2. And now a late substitution from head coach Jennifer McCurdy of Central Christian. And it will be Kitlin Haig, the 5'4 sophomore, for some mentioning her, and she'll serve it. Again, 20-20, first set, first match, 1AD, 1 state tournament here in Dodge City. Next match will be at 10:34 Centralia, as that one just barely gets over the net for the sophomore. Big windup for Brockstrom, deflected, went to the back line and kept alive by CCA. Set in the middle, and trying to guide it down, but into the net for Julia Glassburn, and Centralia gets the point, 21-20. CCA has had the lead more often than Centralia has had in this set, but the lead has not been extravagant and has allowed Centralia to hang around. CCA with the return, set from the near side, down blocked and down on the CCA side, just barely in that corner near the net. And the white line, Dunham couldn't get it over the blockers, and the first 2-point lead for Centralia and a timeout is called. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience a passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
We just talked about a back-and-forth, highly contested set. This one has been, neither team has really had any sense of momentum up until about, I would say, now, when Centralia has gotten back-to-back points and they have their largest lead in the set, but it's only a 2-point lead. It's 22-20 as we go down to the final stretch of a crucial set number one. And it will be Kinsey Niehaus with the serve, the back far side, returned cleanly by Fiskus. Set up, they wind up for Arnold, blocks back to the CCA side, inbound. Arnold's going to set this one at the attack line for McCurdy, and she sends it one long. It's a 3-point lead. And CCA has made that mistake earlier. It was Arnold last time, trying to blast it from beyond the attack line, not really having an angle. Another serve by Niehaus, back line, returned clean by Fiskus. Up in the air by McCurdy, and that one by Dunham hit over to the back line, returned by Niehaus. Set up in the air, and that one blocked, but back to the Centralia side, and they can't get it over on the third hit. Kramer was blocked at the net, and a big point there for the Lions to get themselves back within 2. 23-21 Centralia. CCA with the serve, and the 5'10 sophomore, their tallest player, Audrey Arnold, with the serve. Turn to the back line toward Kuckelman. Set by Tanner Kramer, the near side, and tipped over by Hayden Kramer, the freshman. Set to the near side, they wind it for McCurdy, and now a nice return in the dig, but they just do get it over, but it's going to be stepping on the line, Hayden Kramer, and back-to-back huge points in CCA, right back in it, down by just one now. Another service from Arnold. This one goes back middle return by Kuckelman once again. The Centralia Libero, they go on to Brockstrom. Nice dig by Fiskus. Near the net, Arnold returns it. And that one to the back line, far side. And it's in, just trying to get it in play. And the back far side couldn't handle it. Well, Centralia, we are tied 23-23 at three straight points for CCA. Time of the call by Centralia. This once again, step aside 4:30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Tire Cutters, they can take care of your waste tires. If they're piling up on you, call the Tire Cutters and get rid of them before the snow flies and covers them up. Before they freeze and are harder to handle, the Tire Cutters will quote a price on any cleanup at a business, residence, or farm. No job is too big or too small. Get rid of your unwanted tires today. Call Brenda, 785-336-3469. Weekly tire pickup is also available for businesses. Call the Tire Cutters, 785-336-3469.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Looking by just one, their first setting in Spearville, 25-22. But here in an hour match, Centralia Center Christian tied 23-23. Return clean by Centralia, hit by Tatum Kramer, and just tipped over by Owen Beaters, and they'll send a free ball over for CCA, having a tough time gather that one. Tatum Kramer, the center for Centralia, sets it up for Brockstrom, and it's locked, but back to the Centralia side. They'll just hit it over with Hayden Kramer. Here's a set by Arnold, near side. McCurdy just puts it over, and that is wide of the mark, and it is set point for the Panthers. Crucial point out of the break, won by the Panthers, and a timeout's going to be called by CCA, but we will go ahead and keep it right here to kind of catch you up on what you missed. It was back and forth. Neither team had a lead larger than 2 points all the way up until it was 20-20, and then Centralia got their first two-point lead at 22-20 before the CCA timeout. Out of the timeout, Centralia got a point to make it 23-20, and then three straight points by the Lions to rally back to a tie to force Centralia to call a timeout. And then out of that break, Centralia with a crucial point to give themselves set point number one, which gets us to right now. And Centralia will serve it out of the break. Sydney Osterhaus taking longer with her crew than Jennifer McCurdy does with her Lions team. And out of the break, it will be Hayden Kramer, the 5'7 freshman serving. Here we go. Return by the libero. Not a great return. It goes over the net, tipped over. And here's a set by Tatum Kramer. Far side, Dieters just tips it over. Nice dig. Far side, CCA keeps it alive. To the near side, but McCurdy gets it down for the kill. Go to extra. Jay McCurdy, the 5'7 sophomore, came up big for CCA in this set. Her and Arnold have been the two biggest players. And serving for CCA will be Macy Dunham. And tie 24-24, return by Kuckelman. Set to the far side, Hayden Kramer. Big wind-up for Dieters. Blocked it down on the Centralia side. It is set point for CCA. Back-to-back points after a 24-23 lead. And all of a sudden, CCA has a 25-24 lead. Timeout called by Centralia. We'll take this one for a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Community Healthcare System, we offer skilled nursing services at our Eastridge facility in Centralia. Since 1990, Eastridge has excelled in providing long-term care with a personal caring touch. At Eastridge, you'll find a home-like atmosphere, superior nursing care, therapy professionals, and a staff that treats their residents like family. Contact Eastridge today for more information or to schedule a tour. See for yourself why they are so highly rated by residents and their families. Eastridge Skilled Nursing, 785-857-3388.
KMZA.
Centralia trails 25-24. Set point for CCA. Set far side for Centralia. Tipped over by Owen Dieters. Big point here. Centralia needing this one to stay alive. Here in set number one. Set by Kramer. Middle. Brockstrom deflected but through the hands. Battle of the net. Dumped down by Centralia. And they win the point to tie it up 25-25. Marissa Brockstrom coming up huge for the Panthers. Battle at the net won by the 5'9 junior. And service coming up here for Tori Kuckelman, the libero. Return back middle for the CCA. Libero set back by Arnold. That one blocked in the net by Dieters. Back to the CCA side. And they're going to say a lift is called against CCA. Set point number two for Centralia. Back to back points. They trail 25-24. They now lead it 26-25. Fantastic opening set. Tuckerman will start it once again. Set point number two for Centralia. Here's a set for Arnold. For McCurdy, just tipped over, and that one kept alive. Nice dig for Centralia. That one hit over by Zoom, and that is it. Josie Haberkamp gets the winning point. 27-25, the final here in set number one. Let's step aside for a couple minutes to come back with set number two here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet-burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Stop by the 1882 Tavern in Centralia. Burgers, steaks, sandwiches, and more. Check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials at the 1882 Tavern in Centralia. Open Tuesday through Saturday for lunch from 11 to 1:30 and for dinner from 5 to 9. Good luck, Panthers. That's state.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KMZA.
Here we go with set number two as Centralia wins set number one in a close one, 27-25. It was back and forth the entire way, leading up to 20-20. And then it was a 22-20 lead for Centralia. CCA battled back. It will continue to be back and forth, really, and up until 23-23. Centralia got to a set point, 24-23, with a back-to-back points by CCA. They got a set point of their own to make it 25-24, but then three straight points to finish off the highly contested first set, 27-25. A fun one, and we're just getting started. We start set number two with the Panthers serving. It'll be Owen Dieters serving this away to the Lions. Turn is good. That near side by Dunham. Big wind up, and that's through the blockers. Nice dig by Dieters to keep it alive for Centralia. Hit over by Kramer to the far side, and Arnold can't get to it. Dunham can't get to it. Arnold put it up in the air, but sent it towards the back line, and they couldn't keep it alive, and Centralia gets the first point of this second set. Centralia got the first point of the first set as well. Nice dig by Chance to keep it alive, and on a great serve, but they couldn't keep it alive on a second hit, and that will go down as an ace for Owen Dieters. She'll do it again, up 2-0. Centralia didn't have their first two-point lead until 22-20. That was blocked up in the net, far side, by Aiden Kramer. Great start, 3-0 Centralia. Kind of what they did against Donovan West, they had a tight first set, and then they just dominated the Mustangs in the second set. 25-12 was the final now, and nice dig back near side by Tatum Kramer, and mistimed third hit by Hayden Kramer, and she puts it into the net, and CCA is on board for the first time here in set number two. Jay McCurdy, the 5'7 sophomore for CCA, had a solid first set. Big reason why they were able to stay in it. Return back near side by Dieters. Wind up for Hayden Kramer, and returned by Chance. The libero for CCA, dunked over by Arnold. Returned by Hayden Kramer, and they'll give it back right back to her, giving up briefly to Tatum Kramer. CCA ready for it. They just dunk it over, but they hit it right back over to CCA. Centralia does. Hit up in the air, near side. Big wind-up Arnold, and now it's down for the kill. Back near side is where the 5'10 sophomore puts it for CCA, and I tell you what, for Centralia, not to look too far ahead, but looking ahead to next year, a big loss for Tori Kuckelman, but she is the only senior that you lose. So you love the odds of getting back here for the third time in 4 years in 2024. But getting ahead of myself here, trying to take care of business here in 2023 as the lone senior with a return. Set to the near side, big windup, but into the net for Josie Haverkamp. And we are tied 3-3. The three straight points for both teams to start the set. CCA with a serve. Turned by Kuckelman, set up in the air by Owen Dieters, and into the net, making four straight for CCA. After down 3-0, it's now 4-3, favor of CCA. Turn is coming up here from McCurdy once again. Back to your side, return by Hayden Kramer, set by Tatum Kramer, tipped over by Isabel Haverkamp. Set to the near side by Audrey Arnold, and she will get this one down for the kill. Fantastic placement by Audrey Arnold. They get five straight for CCA. This is after a first set where neither team had a run of three or more points up until Australia's last run where they won the set 27-25. Turned by Kuckelman, that one near the net, gets saved by Tatum Kramer, and is hit to the back line. Not a great return, just punched over by McCurdy, fortunate not to step on the line there. And a nice kill near side front by Isabel Haverkamp. Near the net, and Centralia stymies that 5-point run and puts the Panthers back within one. This will be Claire Heinen, the sophomore with the service. Operates from the far side as Centralia goes from left to right across your radio dial and hit over. And too strong on that third hit by Lily Bailey, the 5'9 senior. Back-to-back points for the Panthers. Make it 5-5. And a streaky second set for both teams. Tipped over third try by CCA to Centralia's side. Here's the set by Isabel Haverkamp, and right on top of the attack line. Too long for Hayden Kramer. And CCA back up 6-5. And who's going to serve here? Looks like it will be Ellie Petz, the 5'3 sophomore. First time mentioning her here this morning. It lined up, and that one a poor serve. Is that one kind of off of the lower portion of the palm of the sophomore into the net? Australia ties in 6-6 after the CCA service error, which they had four or five service errors in that first set and came back to be costly. Very frustrated with herself. She comes back to the net. Served by Niehaus for Centralia. Backwards set by McCurdy, setting up for Arnold. She puts that into the net, but they're just saying it was deflected. Like another chance. McCurdy hits it over, and that is going to be down. Nope, they're going to switch the goal. They're going to say that was wide of the mark, which looked like it was initially, but the officials, he is going to CCA initially, got the correct call, and CCA, pretty pardon, and Centralia gets the point. They're up 7-6 here in set number two. Turn by Chance. Big windup that is blocked in the net by Arnold, or actually the hit from Arnold was blocked by Centralia, goes down the CCA side for another Centralia point, and is 8-6. Three straight points after CCA had a 6-5 lead. Served by Niehaus. Turn clean by CCA, set to the near side. Big windup, that one deflected off the net, but to the Centralia side. And inbounds. Hit over by Hayden Kramer. Here's a set to the near side. Is blocked to the net and down. That was in a combined effort by Tatum Kramer and Marissa Broxterman. And Centralia now four straight to make it 9-6. That's a good serve. They keep it alive. And the second hit goes over, returned by Hayden Kramer, backward set by Tatum Kramer, and Brockstrom in a little bit of a tip over. I think she kind of mishit it. Ends up being a kill off the fingertip, kind of rolled off her fingertips. And McCurdy wanting head coach Jennifer McCurdy wanting a lift, not going to get it, though, because it kind of rolled off her fingers. It wasn't a lift. And the timeout is called by CCA after five straight by the Panthers. 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
It is 10-6, second set. Centralia up by 4. Here's the response from the serve by CCA. Hit over the back line. Returned by Kuckelman. A free ball is going to be sent over by the Panthers. Centralia winning set number 1, 27-25. And so it's to the back line. Nobody there. They played too aggressive. They played 5 up and 1 back. And CCA gets a big time point out of the break. After giving up 5 in a row, CCA comes up with one there to get their deficit back to 3. It's 10-7 Centralia. Caitlin Haig, the 5'4 sophomore with the service. She checks in for the Libero Alley chance. The set far side and a big swipe by Brockstrom. Was it deflected? Yes, it was. It went wide, but it was tipped on the far side near the net in Centralia. Now with a 11-7 lead, meanwhile, tied in the second set between Spearville and Clifton Clyde after Clifton Clyde won set number 1. And just like that, Clifton Clyde takes an 11-10 lead and win that one in 2 straight sets. Return by CCA, and Arnold tips that one, and Dieters is there, far side, and tipped over on the second hit, and fantastic awareness by Tatum Kramer. She sets it over to the near side from the middle near the net, and Centralia back-to-back points. And it's 12-7. Turn is not good, and that's going to be an 8. Near the back of the line, I think Allie Chance is going that one back because it might have been out. Centralia has not had a service error yet here today. They've been placing their services in great spots. 3 straight points for Centralia. Return good this time by CCA. Set to the far side. That one deflected, and that one on the hit back is out of bounds, wide of the mark by Tatum Kramer, and that makes it 13-8. After their largest lead of the match was 6, CCA gets a big point to keep themselves in it here. Dieters hits it in to the middle of the CCA court, and that one deflected and out of bounds off of Centralia's hands, and a point for CCA. Jay McCurdy with that kill. And back-to-back points to make it a 4-point set. Centralia winning set number 1, 27-25. They are ahead 13-9 here in set number 2, trying to put the Lions from Wichita, Central Christian Academy, here in just 2 straight sets. Return clean by Centralia, big windup, and just a set over by Dieters, and Arnold was ready for it for CCA. Battle in the net stands, won by Owen Dieters, dunks it right back down, and it is 14-9. Rocksterman will exit, and Josie Haver can't be stellar. 5'10 freshman will check back in. Tallest player on the roster, she'll be on the far side up against the net to serve good, and so is the return. It is big windup by McCurdy, and that one down for the kill in between Josie Haberkamp and Tatum Kramer. Was blocked, but right back down to the Centralia side. And it's 14-10. Having to dig that one, it's Kuckelman. She keeps it alive and set over by Kuckelman. Dunham. And it just tipped over by Arnold. He didn't have to jump for that one. Big windup by Dieters. Deflected to the CCA side and down for the kill. Arnold tried to pop it up in the air, but couldn't get it too high. Or to a teammate, high enough to a teammate, I should say. It's Australia back up by 5. It's 15-10. And timeout is called by CCA. 1510 Centralia here in set number two. Step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Set number two, Centralia leads 15-10 over CCA, the Central Christian Academy Alliance from Wichita. Their sixth year as a high school and their fourth year as a Acacia sanctioned team. After Centralia won 27-25 in set number one, here is Centralia's response to the return, and that was sent long up front by Josie Haberkamp. The 5'10 freshman couldn't get it quite down, couldn't quite turn her wrist over on that one and get that top spin on it to let it drop. And CCA with a point out of the Lions break. And it is 15-11 now. Centralia has had a sizable lead ever since they got up 10-6, in which they scored four straight after it was tied 6-6. That sort of just barely getting over the net from the libero Alley Chance. That one, not a great hit, but it gets over and down for Isabel Haberkamp. She's not happy with herself. Kind of went off the side of her hand and through the blocker somehow and squirted through. She's got that face on her, or she's got a look on her face like, yeah, definitely got away with that one. But either way, Centralia gets the point. Is that one is down for an ace. Not a good return by Chance back line. And Kunkelman gets that one down for the ace in time for their largest lead of the set after the, or beg your pardon, sorry, Owen Dieters with the ace. It's 17-11. Right for their largest lead at 13-7. Trying to get their single largest lead of this match. Backwards set and a big set up on a nice dig backside from Tatum Kramer, and they get it over to CCA. Big wind-up for McCurdy, and McCurdy spins one down on absolute blast. And CCA with a big point, trying to keep themselves in this one. Lions trail it 17-12. Service coming up for McCurdy. Back line returned by Dieters. Set to the middle, and hit over by Haberkamp, and that one is wide, and another big point for CCA, and they're back within four. And thanks to all of our sponsors for making this broadcast possible, bringing you Centralia State Volleyball here all throughout the morning. And they are hoping for all day tomorrow as well. Set to the far side, hit over by Hayden Kramer. Here's a set to the near side, and Arnold, with a little bit deep, just slaps it over. Set to the far side, hit over by Hayden Kramer once again. Here's a set near side by Fiskus. Big windup. Now is a nice dig by Tatum Kramer. Kunkelman keeps it alive from the back line and just set over. Having to dig that one and hit underneath the net, and Centralia gets the point. That was nifty on that hit over, and CCA thought it was going to go at least to the middle, right on top of the attack line is where everybody was from the attack line back, but instead they put it in front of that, and they couldn't return it. And the return over is tipped by Centralia to the CCA side to get it right back. This one blasted to the far side by Isabel Haberkamp. Arnold responds with a big-time kill from the 5'10 sophomore. Claire Heinen couldn't return that one and is back to within four, 18-14. Kind of been hanging around that 4-6 point deficit has CCA for the majority of this middle portion of the set. They're starting to run out of time. And that is good news for Centralia. And that is another service error by CCA, their second of the set. And I believe their sixth of the match. I think they had four in that first set, and those have continued to be costly, as Centralia has not really been making mistakes. Service from Niehaus. Turn is a solid one. Here is a set to the near side. Big windup, and that one blocked by Centralia from an attempt from Dunham, and they'll hit it over on the third try by Arnold. Turn by Niehaus. Not a great return, and this will be a free ball hit over by Owen Dieters to the back line. Here's a set by McCurdy to the far side, and Arnold on the run, going to a right on the Kunkelman. Return, it goes over to the CCA side. They get another opportunity. They'll just set it over, and they caught Centralia off guard, and they get a big point once again to make the deficit four. 19-15, Centralia leads it. Hayden Kramer checking back in the ballgame. Marissa Brockman in as well, checking in. Service will go to the middle, returned by Kuckelman. Head to the far side, Marissa Brockman swipe from the far side, and a bad return from Caitlin Haig, and a big time point for Centralia, 20-15. Just 5 points away from ending this match. Meanwhile, as Clifton Glide now trails 21-18 in their second set. Beerville trying to force a third. Here's a return by Dunham, and that one hit over. Not a good return, but kept alive by Tatum Kramer. And tipped over by Dieters, and nice job putting it to a good spot, or bad spot for CCA. They have to set it over. And this one setting up for Dieters. That one's blocked back to Centralia's side. Look at another opportunity. That middle, and Brockman gets the kill to the back middle. It's 21-15, tied for the largest lead of the set. And a chance to try to blow this, not blow this one away, but try to pull away in this one. That was what I was trying to say. Service from Hayden Kramer. Return. Good from Fiskus. That one blasted, but a nice dig by Tori Kuckelman on the hit from Arnold. Hit over and down for Owen Dieters from the far side. She put it in a good spot. And now their single largest lead of the set is 22-15. A crucial point for Centralia, not letting CCA get back in this one, trying to pull away. Turn backside by CCA. That one blocks back to the Lions side, and over free ball by Arnold. Here's a set by Marissa Brockman to Owen Dieters. Nice dig by Fiskus of CCA. Set near side, and Benham hits it over back middle. Return by Niehaus. Set to the far side. That one blasted by Dieters, and a lift is called against the Lions on the return. And head coach Jennifer McCurdy not happy with the call. And they'll get a substitution here. It was 23-15. They grow their largest lead of the set. And service coming up for Centralia. From Hayden Kramer. Return good. Backward set for McCurdy. And that one goes over to the Centralia side. It's blasted down by Owen Dieters. And it's match point number one. After a tightly contested first set, Centralia running away with the second set. And it'll be a yellow card as they continue to clamor for a timeout. I mentioned she was not happy with the call from the previous point, and they wanted to call a timeout, and they're not going to get it. Instead, it's going to be a yellow card, and the official will go to the scores table to mark that down. And will they now award the timeout? No, they're not going to use the timeout. They're instead just going to play on here with match point. And a not great return. Battle of the nets. She goes to the CCA side, but it's hit over to Centralia's way. Tim Kramer sets one up middle for Brockman. It's blocked and down. And a nice response by Julia Glassburn, the 5'6 sophomore for CCA. And a point for CCA to make it 24-16. And here is a service by Arnold. Return by Kuckelman. Hit up in the air. And this will be over, deflected, and down, and that will do it. 27-25, 2016 is the final. Centralia is most likely one match win away from advancing to the semifinal round. And that will do it. We're going to step aside for a quick break. We'll wrap this one up and get you ready for their 10:30 match as they'll be taking on Rollins County, the 8th seed. Once again, your final score, it's 27-25, 25-16. Centralia wins match number one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like I Break for Garage Sales, I Break for Dolphins, or I Break for Aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say I Break for Auto Insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, range land, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
KMZA.
Centralia wins their opening match 27-25, 25-16. Back here in Dodge in between matches as we wrap up how this one unfolded. Starting off with the first set, the beginning of the opening set. Well, for the majority of the entirety of the first set, it was just back and forth. Neither team up until 23-23 had more than a 2-point lead. Centralia didn't have their first 2-point lead until they went up 22-20. And then Centralia, ECA was able to kind of make a little bit of a rally to make it 23-23. And then Centralia got a pivotal point to go up 24-23. But CCA would then get back-to-back points to get a set point of their own to make it 25-24. But then out of a timeout, they got three straight points to win the first set 27-25, so a highly contested one there. And it kind of felt like CCA kind of expended all of their physical and emotional energy into that first set because they fell flat in the second set, but they had a solid start to the second set. Centralia got up to a 3-0 lead, and then CCA countered with a 5-point run to go up 5-3, but then Centralia was able to win 5 of the next 6 points to go up 10-6, including 4 straight to force a CCA timeout, and then 3 straight more points for Centralia to go up 13-7, and from that point, Centralia kind of had anywhere from a 4-6 point lead up until the very end when the Panthers ran away with it to win the second set 25-16. So that is going to do it for our coverage of this first match, and once again, coming up for the Panthers is their go against the number 8 seed, Atwood, Rollins County. They are 19-18 on the regular season. We'll get a preview from them coming up after this matchup concludes, which doesn't involve Centralia. So we'll send it back to the station for the next, about hour, maybe hour and a half at the most, and come back for the second match for Centralia. Be sure to follow us on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. We'll give you updates on when this matchup will slate to start. That is at Kansaland Sports. And we will keep you updated on when that second match for Centralia will be going. So we will go ahead and send it back to the station. Big thanks to Seth Tollison back in the booth. This is Jared Sloppy. Final 27-25. 25-16. Centralia wins match number one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
ABN Telephone Company, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens, no more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with JBN Telephone Company. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact JBN Telephone Company today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.